January of the following year. Early in January, sitting upright in a canvas beach chair at the Royal Biscayne Hotel in Key Biscayne, a copy of National Geographic in his lap, John Boy Terrell felt a brief, sharp pain at the center of his chest. His head dropped sharply and his wife said something. He thought he was throwing up his breakfast until he saw blood all over his lap. He died right there in the beach chair, his jury trial not having reached the courts yet. And then, late on another day in January, a cold, dark one, Thomas Berryman's body was uncovered by three schoolboys and a girl. They were slaying in a cow pasture behind a Quality Court motel in Asheville, North Carolina. The body had been covered over by a mound of hay. There were no clothes on the body, but it had been wrapped in two women's dresses. The stomach and feet were exposed, and they were crusted with black blood. The boys ran to the nearest house. They told a housewife that a skinny old man was dead in Skinner's Field. They skipped the part about the women's dresses. Two delivery men in the neighborhood went with them to look at the body. They too thought it was an old man. The housewife, they told, came with a pocket camera and took a picture. A deputy sheriff found men's clothes and various forged identifications nearby. Oaks Jones, Zebulon, Kentucky.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks production of The Thomas Berryman Number, written by James Patterson and read by Will Patton. Executive producer, Maya Thomas. Produced and directed by Kevin Thompson. Production supervised by Dennis Kao. The Thomas Berryman Number is also available in print from Warner Books. To learn more about our authors or listen to samples of other great audiobooks, please visit twaudiobooks.com. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. And any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental.